reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. One day as Jesus was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law who had come from every village of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem were sitting there. And the power of the Lord was with him for healing. And some men brought on a stretcher a man who was paralyzed. They were trying to bring him in and set him in his presence. But not finding a way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on the stretcher through the tiles in the middle in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "As for you, your sins are forgiven." Then the scribes and Pharisees began to ask themselves, "Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who but God alone can forgive sins?" Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them in reply, "What are you thinking in your heart? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or 'Rise and walk'? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the one who was paralyzed, "I say to you, rise, pick up your stretcher, and go home." He stood up immediately before them, picked up what he had been lying on, and went home, glorifying God. Then astonishment seized them all, and they glorified God. And struck with awe, they said, "We have seen incredible things today." The Gospel of the Lord. The whole point of Advent is a collision, a loving collision between the Lord who comes and our going out to meet him. Yesterday, with the help of John the Baptist, we recognized that we needed to clear a path. We needed not only to get the debris out of our lives, but we needed to make a road for the Lord to come. Isaiah talks about that road. He first describes that our God will come to save us. That's the theme that runs throughout the prophet Isaiah. God is coming, coming to save us. His advent is perpetual. In order to make that encounter possible, he's going to work incredible miracles. Blind people who can't see are going to be able to see that way. Lame people who can't walk are going to start leaping like stags. Those who are deaf and can't hear the words, "Follow me," will have their ears open. And then for that encounter, there will be a highway called the Holy Way. No one unclean may pass over it, nor fools go astray on it. It's for those with a journey to make, and on it the redeemed will walk. That holy way, which is not going to be traced in the ground, but going to be traced here, that holy way is the reason why the Lord's given us legs that work, eyes that work, ears that work, so that we can go out to meet him who's coming toward us. And in order to get on that holy way, we need to heed and live the message that John the Baptist was preaching to us yesterday. To make straight the paths of the Lord. To lower the mountains of our pride. To fill up the valleys of our spiritual minimalism or shallow prayer life. That's what he's calling us to. And we see what he's willing to do to make that possible, and also what our apostolate needs to be this Advent in the gospel. There was a lame man, couldn't walk on that holy way because there was a spiritual infirmity far worse than his physical infirmity. He was full of sin. Scribes and the Pharisees would think that the two were always connected. If you were good, you'd be blessed and you wouldn't suffer. If you were a sinner, that's when you'd be struck with something bad. Jesus on the cross obliterated that seeming connection. Nevertheless, This man's true friends wanted to bring him to encounter Jesus, to have that holy collision with the Lord. They couldn't get him in through the front door, but they wouldn't take no for an answer. With great love for their friend and great faith in the Lord, they climbed up on the roof and did something totally noteworthy, remembered over 2,000 years later. They lowered their friend in the stretcher down into that room. Jesus, seeing their faith, St. Luke tells, their faith, not the man lying on the stretcher's faith, but the faith of the friends, absolved the man of his sins. That led to the great controversy, because the scribes and the Pharisees knew that only God could forgive sins. And Jesus was doing one of two things there, pronouncing that he was God or blaspheming. They didn't even want to accept that first possibility. So they began to scream, who but God alone forgives sins? And then Jesus proved it, even according to their own mentality. If they thought that physical infirmity was tied up to spiritual infirmity, okay, what's easier? I'll show you that his sins have been forgiven. Rise, get up, and walk. Unbelievable. That's what the friends had wanted more than anything else, I think. Bring in their paralyzed companion to the Lord. Maybe a few thought that he might forgive sins, but that went so far beyond their horizons. But nevertheless, Jesus, with his divine power, was able to say to this man, rise and go. Start to walk on that holy way. This encounter between you and me is not going to be the last. Hopefully now you will have the faith to be able to follow me, glorifying God, keeping that encounter alive. So for us, we've got a couple lessons. We need to be walking to that encounter with the Lord on that holy way on which he comes. But then second, to live Advent well, we need to be looking around us to see who our friends are lying on various stretchers. Those who for one reason or another can't get to Jesus on their own. And bring them to Jesus. You know, whenever I think of this passage, I think of those who have been our true friends, those who have really loved us over the course of time. The parents, for example, who have brought us to the sacraments. The godparents who have actually done their job and helped us to grow, and helped us to journey on this via sacra, this holy way. I think of priests and religious catechists who have again continued to try to bring us to the Lord. I've thought of those who have given good fraternal corrections when we've been veering from that way in order to call us back to that path. These are our true friends. And if we wish to be true friends to others, we'll do the same. At the end of the gospel, everybody was struck with awe and astonishment. And they said, today we have seen unbelievable things. What they saw in the healing of a man with sins, the healing of a paralyzed man, is nothing compared to the miracle you're about to see. Glorify God today by your life.